Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Hi, Dina.
So you are Tyra, correct?
Correct.
Great. Okay, so I know that you did speak with Jay earlier. I just wanted to run over some information so that we can get things going.
Okay, I
Okay.
have a pen and paper to write things down.
Perfect. All right. So first of all, I just wanted to confirm it's 42 hours per week. The week period starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a schedule in mind yet?
Yes, right now her schedule is 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day.
Okay. Each day, that's 6 hours a day. Perfect. Okay. And the rate is $15 per hour.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as the clocking in and out goes, have you ever used the HSA Exchange app before?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, do you have it downloaded on your phone still?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so if you can just go into that app.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you want me to log in?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now on the top right corner, you should see three dots.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you click that, there should be a 7-digit mobile ID number.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's 45. 06-001.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to link you to our agency with the same app. Your schedule will be on it, so tomorrow at 8 a.m. you can start clocking in at the patient's home. Now, do you live with the patient?
No, my mom is she's walking distance from my house.
Okay. Were you with the patient since the authorization began? Since Thursday?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so there is a way for you to get back pay from Thursday if you were with the patient because insurance did send authorization over for then. I'm going to
Okay.
send you a link to our timesheet. It's an online timesheet that you can fill out for any times that you worked from
Okay.
Thursday, and you'll just have Ramona sign.
Okay.
All right, now payday is every Friday, and every Friday you get paid for the previous week that you worked.
Okay, so it's weekly.
Yes, weekly.
Okay, that's fine. I had two questions for you. When I spoke to, oh, I gotta go to my notes. Don't know if it was Monica. I'm not sure who I first spoke to when I called about switching my mom agency. I can't find her. Let me
May have been
see.
Sarah.
Correct. So
Okay.
when we I'm like, wait, let me go to my little call address. I asked her about once if my mom get reevaluated for her 90 hours. She said that that was okay, that they would accept it, as well as for the 2 hours that's overtime over the 40, what was the pay again?
Okay, so to answer your second question first, every hour over 40 would be paid time and a half. So
Right.
2 hours, you'll be getting paid time and a half. So you'll be getting 15 plus around 7.5,
Okay.
which, yeah, that makes it to $22.5 per hour
Okay.
for those last 2 hours. Now, with your first question, the way it works is that the insurance is the one that decides the hour amount. So they're the one that
Yes, no,
goes
that's
to.
fine. My question was just, does the agency accept it? Because before, when we first was getting her services, some people were saying they didn't accept it with just me. And Sarah said that that was fine. It's
So
once
our
it was.
agency, oh, you're saying to allow you to work. Oh, okay, yeah. So our agency does accept overtime, and we do accept any amount of hours up to, I
Okay.
think, 112. You're fine. Yep.
Thank you, Dana. Yep, that's it. So we're just waiting for her to come back out and revisit her.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, we'll be in touch.
So I'll look for the email for the timesheet from Thursday to for the backpack.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, you have a good one.
Thank you. This is your direct line?
Yes, you can call me back with any questions. I'll be here for about a week or so, and then once you're settled in, you'll go over to a permanent coordinator.
All right. I just wanted to save you, so I just know it comes under fan risk, so I just want to make sure I answer your phone calls.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day, Dana.
You too. Bye.